السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، الحمد لله رب العالمين. We are together again attempting to reflect on another name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the attribute of today is Al-Wali. Al-Wali. Al-Wali has been mentioned in the Quran not as Al-Wali. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءٍ فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ نِوَال وَمَا لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ نِوَال مِن وَال وَال Here the ya is taken away for the to make it light as the grammar says, to make the word light. Instead of saying مِن وَالِي it is مِن وَال in Surah Al-Fajr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said وثمود الذين جابوا الصخرة بالواد بالواد. The word is بالوادي بالوادي, but the ya is taken away to make it easy, make it light, to make the word light. So وما لهم من دونه من وال من والي. That is the place in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that name is in. Now, what is Wali? Wali is from wilaya, wilayatun. So, Wali, Wali, Mawla, all these words are from the word wilayatun. What is wilayatun? Wilayatun is wali is the one who is a caretaker above things. Okay. So he has wilaya upon something. He is al-wali, so therefore he has wilaya on something. So what is wilaya? Wilaya is a ruler is al-wali. Okay, the caretaker is al-wali. The man in the household is al-wali. Okay. So al-wali is the one that he has a responsibility, and he fulfilled his responsibility in a huge way, and in so much way, meaning that a wali in a wilaya, he is taking care of, let us say, a wilaya meaning an area where people are living. So the wali upon this wilaya, he's got to take care of make sure that everything is running in the community right. He's taking care of the people, taking care of all the issues that they have that they have to do, the issues that they need, the issues that provision that they have, and on and so forth. So he is responsible in everything that they have, or they responsible upon everything that they need. Now, so walillah al-mathal al-a'la. So al-wali here, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's taking care of all his creation. He's wali upon all his creation. So now al-wali, he has to have knowledge. Al-wali, he has to have ability. And the wali, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most knowledge and the most ability, the ultimate of knowledge and ability. And now Al-Wali also has to have rahmah, mercy, because he's dealing with his subjects, if you will, in a way that the subject do wrong and go here and there. So he has to deal with them in the most compassionate way. Allah is the most compassionate and most merciful. Okay? And now that all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes under this, under Al-Wali. He is the caretaker who has all these attributes. So when we think of Al-Wali, meaning the one that he's in control, okay, and he knows how to handle the affairs, and he handles the affair. So in our lives we can own something, but then we have no say in it. We have no control over it, okay? Or maybe you have a small control in an issue, but you do not have an ownership. You just have some limited control, but you have no ownership on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who has mulk, who has ownership, and he has control on his ownership. And not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does things in his ownership with the most wisdom and the most knowledge for the benefit of the ownership. A wali of a human being could do things. The wali has aghyar. A human being is min al aghyar, from those that changes. So a wali could have some changes in him that makes him do something that is not totally for the benefit of those that he is taking care of, but could be for the benefit, for his own benefit, or for some other benefit. But this is not befitting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali, and he's taking care of everyone and everything. He is the most knowledgeable, and he is the most wise, and he does everything for their benefit 100%. 100%. Okay? So now, when we think of al-wali, we think, if you have the vision, if you will, or the sight, or the understanding, let us say, the understanding that things are handled by the hand of the creation. That is a certain mindset. But when you think of what's going on around you, it is handled by the Creator, or it is in the hand of the Creator. It's a whole different life that you have, a whole different mindset that you have. So if you think and you perceive that things that's happening is happening by the hand of the people, it is happening by the hand of the people, okay? But not the free 100% hand of the people. It is happening by Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the people. Okay? It's a whole different mindset. So when you are in that mindset, that everything is under al-wali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the affair is done by him, okay, or by his command and his control, so therefore, you'll have an easy life. Easy meaning easy to handle, easy to accept. You'll not be frustrated, okay? You might be angry because of the way of Allah is being not done, you know, and those who are disobedient in the way of Allah and so forth. It might get you angry and so forth, but not rejecting anything that happens. And eventually you know, or right away you know, or you should always know that everything is happening by al-wali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes easy. Okay? It's an advice that we all need to have. I'm the first one who needs this advice, that when something happened, do not leave a gap between, you know, whatever that happened and your reaction to it without thinking of Allah is al-wali. Okay? So you take it and you see your role in it and you do the best you can. And if it works out, it does not work out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His plan. So things that we perceive that is not quite what we want, it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So if it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, you know it is coming from the best, from the most wise, the most knowledgeable. So therefore, the best result is in that. So our lack of knowledge, our lack of wisdom, our lack of abilities, our lack of knowing what in the future, okay, make us not quite be comfortable with what we see that's happening around us. But knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make us comfortable with it. And we should not have any kind of tightness of the chest or the heart about it. Because it is definitely leads to goodness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus is the pure, okay, the holy. So everything has to end up with purity and holiness and goodness. It cannot end up in any other way. And in our lives, we might be able to see the wisdom. Allah will allow us to find out the wisdom, but sometimes we'll never know the wisdom, maybe in the hereafter. Then we will know the wisdom behind what we perceive to be not quite to the way that we think it should be. So who are we to decide something that beside what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided? If Allah decided something and allows it to happen, then this is the best thing that would happen. Yeah. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. We started by saying that at the beginning, that Allah will not change what's happening to people unless they change what's happening within themselves. Okay? And إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءٍ فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants harm to come to people, nobody will stop it. Nobody will stop it. Okay? Now, so وَمَا لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ مِن وَال. And they do not have beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَوَال, وَالِي. They do not have beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَوَالِي. Okay? So this ayat, within this ayat, it is the beautiful part of the verse that Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change what's happening to people unless they change what's happening within themselves. So now, when we think about this, and this is if we as ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam think about this, only this, these couple of words, and understand it, our whole life will change. Our whole life will change. Because now Allah says, Allah will not change what's happening to you. So now there is a circle, a bigger circle around you. That circle is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows that happens to you. Al-Wali allows things to happen in a certain way to you. Allah said, I'm not going to change that. There is a certain way about things that's going on to you, especially you meaning ummah, this group, this nation, this organization, this earth, the believers, okay, wherever they are, but as a group. As a group. Because Allah says, بِقَوْمٍ قَوْم. قَوْم is a plural, a group. So this is touching the group. That Allah will not change what's happening to a group. So that is the circle, a bigger circle that Allah talking about it. Allah will not change that. So who's in control of that? Absolutely Allah. Allah is the one absolutely is in control of that. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until they change what's happening within themselves. So therefore there is another circle that is smaller than bigger circle. And Allah told us that in this circle, you are the one who changes things in it. You are the one who changes things in it. So you want me to change the bigger circle for you, you change the smaller circle for yourself.
And once you change the smaller circle for yourself, Allah will change the bigger circle for you. Okay? So look at the ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ, what's happening to them now. Look at the community, look at the nations, look at whatever group of Muslimin they are. Okay? And see what's happening to them. Okay? That reflects on about what's happening within themselves. So that which was happening within yourselves in the smaller circle, you are the one who making a decision in it. Absolutely. Absolutely, you are the one who's making a decision in it. Because Allah says, I will not change unless you change. So if Allah is saying you must change things, then therefore it is up to you to change it. Okay? That means it is within the circle of freedom. The circle of freedom, the free will. Within the circle of the free will. Okay? So what is that circle? Is what's happening within yourself. Okay, there is mulk that Allah has given you and mulk that Allah has. The mulk that Allah has, ownership that Allah has, and ownership that you have. That ownership that you have, you need to work on it. And you need to change your attitude in it. You need to fix it. You need to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it, in your mulk, in your ownership. And once that happens, the bigger circle will change. It's a guarantee from Allah. And Allah said it, I will not change. Imagine that. Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ. Allah does not change what's happening to people. So forget it. It will not change. يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. حَتَّى until the condition, until what happened, يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. They change what's happening with themselves. So now, how do we change what's happening with ourselves? Okay, what is free in us that we can change? Remember that what's happening within us is something that we are in control of. Okay, and it always comes back to this principle. Okay, that a human being, he has a free will in a certain issues and he does not have a free will in other issues. Okay? He has a free will in that which is within him. And that which within you, you can change. Okay? So now, you want to do something. You are in the process of thinking. Only thinking. Making a decision. Having an intention, making a plan. You are free in all of that. Because you have not moved the muscle yet. Okay? Okay? You're thinking about doing something. You have a reason why you're doing this. And you have a plan how you're going to do this. You are free in all of that. That is the circle that is within you. Now, you start moving and executing this. Now you are stepping in the bigger circle. Why? Because now you have to use the muscles that Allah has given you to move. That is, Allah, if Allah wishes, will not move you. You'll be paralyzed on the spot. You want to reach from point A to point B. There's so many things that are around you in this movement that could really prevent you from going there. There is an earth that you're walking on. There is a sky or a ceiling above you. There is a distance between here and there. There are people that are waiting for you there. They might not be waiting for you. There's so many things could go wrong. That is the circle that is around you. Okay? So Allah looks at what's in you and gives you what's around you that deserve what's in you. That's it. So what's happening to you? You want as a group, you want to change it. Change what's happening within yourselves. So that is a relationship as well, because it is a qawm, and this qawm is people. So therefore, it's a relationship amongst you, a relationship between you and others. Okay.
You know, when you know that the famous event or incident that happened was Umar radiallahu anhu, when he stood to give a speech, and he said, "Listen to the people," and one of them said, "No, there is no listening yet. There is no listening until you tell us how come you have a garment on you that is bigger than the one that was designed for the Muslimin." Because they had fabrics and they cut the fabrics certain size. Everyone, the same size. Everyone. Okay? So they, now they looked at him and they see the piece that he has. It is so huge. Why? He's a big man. Okay? So the man told him, you have a share that's bigger than ours. So he told his son, Abdullah, Qum ya Abdullah. Qum ya Abdullah, tell them, talk to them. So he said, Inna abi rajulun tuwal. My father is a man who is not tawil, tuwal. That means he's so tall. Okay? And the piece that is cut for the Muslimin was not enough for him. So I took my piece and give it to him so he will join it with his so it will fit him. وَهَا أَنَا ذَا بِمُرَقَّعَتِي بَيْنَكُمْ. And here I am among you with the one that with the patches on it. The patches on it, meaning the old one. I give it to my father. Then they said, Now we will listen. Okay? These are the circles. This is the way of taking care of within you. Okay? So things without in the outward will work out fine. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In the same verse, وَأَنذِرْ, warn. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Okay, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. أَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Give warning to your close relatives. I'm sorry? What is it on?
It's on 10.
Yeah, put it on 9, inshallah. You put it on 8?
9.
I heard 2 clicks. Alhamdulillah. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Warn those who are near relatives to you. But then the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Put your wing down to the believers. The wing down, meaning an indication of a bird taking care of its young. Be humble and take them in and take care of them. But when it comes to your relatives, and there, Allah said, warn them. Warn them in the same verse. Okay? Because here is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are closest to him, and they have to straighten out, otherwise no one else will straighten out. Okay? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to Fatima radiallahu anha, i'mali, work. Okay? I'm not going to take care of you in the day of judgment. You're on your own. You take care of yourself. So if Fatima bint Muhammad saraqat laqata'tu yadaha, if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, steal, Muhammad will cut her hand. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying. Okay? So here is, and if there is a sickness in our ummah today, that is so much, it is this sickness. The sickness of that the smaller circle is not, we're not taking care of it. So the bigger circle that's happening to us is in all with all problems and calamities and difficulties. Okay, what happened in the Battle of Uhud? What's happening within themselves? Some of the companions, what happened within themselves? They became they wanted more than what Allah designed for them. Okay? In the ayat
of the description of the Battle of Uhud, Allah described the battle scene after scene after scene after scene. You could see it there. Allah is describing in details. And then Allah stopped talking about the Battle of Uhud, and then talked about riba. All of a sudden, what is riba has to do? Where is the riba fitting in here? And then Allah stopped by riba, and then stopped talking about riba, and then go back to the Battle of Uhud. Where is this riba fitting in the Battle of Uhud? That what is riba? Riba is unlawful increase. Basically, is an increase in wealth that is not lawful. So what happened to those who were on the mount? And Rasulullah ﷺ told them not to go, not to leave. Why did they leave? Because the spoils of war was there and they wanted to get it. That is riba. They wanted some kind of wealth that was unlawful because Muhammad ﷺ told them not to do it, not to leave that place. So therefore, it was very fitting in there. So what was happening in themselves changed. So what happened to them? In the smaller circle, things changed. In the circle that they are in control of, have mulk on, changed. Okay? So immediately what was happening to them changed. They lost. And they went to Medina and they immediately realized what happened. Okay? To them is because of what happened within themselves. So they change what's happening in themselves and they make istighfar, and Allah immediately changed what's happening to them, and they were able to go after the same enemy and they were victorious over them. Okay? We do not make this connection. We are trained by the colonialist living, okay, to always point a finger of on the outside rather from within. Okay? I'm talking to the elderly, you know, here, or those who lived under the colonial mindset. Okay, colonial mindset is the mindset that they are in control of everything, and things that it changes by the top. And you do not have anything in the matter. So you don't, anything that happens, you always complain about, you know, put the finger out. Instead of putting the finger at yourself, point the finger, okay, they don't do this, they don't do that, why don't they do this? When are they going to do that? Always they. It's never when we're going to do this, how we're going to do this. Okay? It is a mindset that is a diseased mindset. Okay? What happened when we talk about point at our Muslims overseas, right? We say our countries, you know, Muslim countries, you see they put their money in the, you know, Western bank, they do this, and they support them with this, and then we come here and we do the same thing. We come here, we have our money in the bank, drawn and everything, and they're doing the same thing. But somehow, we think of ourselves that we are exempt from all of this and we can always point a finger out but not point a finger at ourselves. Okay? We need, and the finger, when we point it at ourselves, we start from really inside ourselves. Okay? And we need to know that we can change. Okay? Because this is what Allah said. Allah says you have to change what's in you. That means what's in you could be changed. Right? And when do we always say what? When somebody gets angry or gets, you know, angry without a reason of being angry. Meaning, you know, you could love in the way of Allah, you could hate in the way of Allah, you could, you know, get angry in the way of Allah and so forth. And of course, it has limit and control and so forth. But the point being is, that one who does not, who has not, who is impatient, does not have patience. When you talk to him and tell him, have patience, what do they say? You know me. This is how I am. I'm just not a patient man. Okay? That is unacceptable. That's unacceptable. Okay? Because Muhammad ﷺ said, "Innama al-ilmu bil-ta'allum, wa innama al-sabru bil-tasabbur." Ilm is by seeking knowledge is by seeking knowledge, and being patient by seeking to be patient. So you can change. And Allah says, until you change what's within you. So we, as the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Allah created in a way that could change, could be changed. So we need to do that. Okay, we need to do that. We start from with deep within us. Deep within us. Okay? We know studies, secular studies tell us that a person speaks to themselves 600 times a day. Yeah? You know, you count it. Okay? 600 times a day. Okay? Now, when you talk to yourself, what do you say? And usually we answer ourselves. Right? We answer ourselves. So what kind of answer do we give ourselves? Okay? And we all know that the best time to do that is when you are praying, right? Somehow, it is a time to really talk to yourself. Okay? I'm guilty of that myself. Okay? We all need to change. Okay? So we need to look at our answers. Okay? Look at our answer. Be conscious of your dialogue, the dialogue from within, the dialogue that you have within you. Be aware of that. And try to step out of yourself, if you will, and listen to that dialogue. Okay? Listen to you talking to yourself. And now here is that brother who did this and that. And then you say, how could he do this? Why did he do this? And now listen to the explanation or the blame and so forth. Are you escalating or you are deflating? Okay? If you are escalating, you need to fix what's happening with yourself. If you are deflating, you are in the right path. You are in the right path. Okay? So, that is, we need to begin there. To begin there. And then within the next circle, you have ownership. You do have ownership. That ownership is on your limbs. The first thing that you have ownership on is your limbs. Okay? You have an ownership on your tongue, and that is a definite tool that could take us to hellfire. Okay? حصائد ألسنتكم. Okay? The what you earn by your tongue is what put you on your face in your hellfire, Rasulullah said. Okay? That is, you have control over that. Okay? Because it is your choice to make it work, okay? To start for saying things or to hold it, or what you're saying, you have a choice to control that, what your tongue will say. Okay? Remember, you fix what's within you. If we fix what's in you, your tongue will be fixed. Okay? If you fix what's within you, your hand will be fixed. If you fix what's within you, your feet will be fixed. Because these are the tools that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And this is what we have temporary control on. What's happening within yourself, you have absolute control on. Okay? What's happening within you, you have absolute control on. Because otherwise, it's not fair to enter Jannah or enter hellfire. Okay? If we have no control at all, then it's not fair to enter Jannah. Right? And it's not fair to enter hellfire. But because Allah left what's within us free, then that makes a difference between hellfire and paradise. Okay? So now, that when you make that decision, the intention, the plan, and all of that within, okay, now it comes without. You have the tongue that explain it and articulate it. You have the hand that executes it, and you have the feet that also does a part of it, and so forth. So when you have all these limbs under control and within the bounty of Allah and the boundary of Allah, then now you look at your responsibility around you. Okay? Your wife, your husband, your children. Those are the ra'iyah.
وَأَنْتَ الرَّاعِ. You are the shepherd and they are the sheep. Okay? So you need, and that is your mulk as well. That is your ownership that Allah has given you. And you need to take care of that ownership. Okay? You need to practice qudus in it, purification in it. You need to practice salam in it, peace in it, by pushing harm away. Okay? You find yourself practicing the attribute of Allah that Allah has given you, that we have part of. Okay? You find yourself, now you have mulk, and like Allah al-Malik, but of course with the difference, you have ability to do qudus, have to purification, and this is a name of Allah, al-Quddus. Now you have to bring peace where you are, is Allah as-Salam, and you have to practice that, okay, by pushing harm away and so forth. You find yourself now, once you start doing that, okay, within your circle, the circle that Allah said, once you change yourselves in it, then I will change what's happening to you. So now the bigger circle is the community you're in, your neighbor, your friends, and so forth. How you deal with your brother? Do you have ill feeling toward them? Do you forgive them? Do you give them excuses and so forth? Or do you hit in their hand when they do wrong because they're doing something wrong, and you help your brother when he's doing right by helping him to do right, and when he's doing wrong, help him by stopping him, hold his hand and stop him from doing wrong. Are you practicing that? Okay? Now, when we do this, what's happening within our, that's happening to us, Allah said, I will change. And Allah also said, the bounty that is happening to you, the bounty, meaning good things happen in the outer circle. Good things happen in the outer circle. Allah said also, I will not change it unless you change what's happening within yourselves. Okay? So it goes the other way around too. Okay? When you change yourself and so forth, things will change in a good way happening to you. Okay? As a community. And when that's happening to you, the community is good, Allah says, don't worry, I'm not going to change it unless you're going to change what's happening within yourself. And it goes both ways. Okay? The whole ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, since the time of the companions, okay, we can see it very clearly. The companions, what was happening to them was so beautiful, so quick, so great, so beneficial to all mankind, all over the place, okay, all over the world, in a very short time. And when we change what's happening within ourselves, the circle, the outer circle changed, we lost everything. Okay, because we lost our relationship with Allah. Okay? We lost our relationship, we lost this, the control in this smaller circle became a deficient, a diseased, and on and on and on. Okay? So, Allah al-Wali is the one that does things for his people, his servants, those who are his creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our good, when we change what's happening within ourselves in an incorrect way, for our good, the outer circle, Allah changed it to something that is harmful to us, or bothersome, or difficult, and so forth. Why? So we can change what's happening to ourselves, so we can benefit ourselves and benefit all mankind. Okay? So, can you imagine if we changed, when the Ummah of Rasulullah changed what's happening with themselves, and still what's happening to them was good, was fine, and they're still taking leadership and so forth, Islam would have been gone. Because now you're changing what's happening within yourselves in a bad way, and you're still taking leadership, and you're still making a difference, still doing this and still doing that, and so forth. You know, that it's not going to work out. Why? Because you're the one who has Islam that spreads
should spread all over the world. So if you change what's happening with yourselves, and you're not carrying Islam as you should, and you're still taking leadership, what are you spreading now? You're not spreading Islam. So for our ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah have changed, have made the connection between the smaller circle and the outer circle. Okay? Saying, I'm going to make it difficult for you because you changed. So when you get back, I'll make things better for you so you can hold the banner back, you can hold the torch back, and you go for mankind back, and you take the leadership back because you are worthy of taking it now. So the circle, the outside circle will change. Allah guarantees that for us. So that will change. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised us that the last circle or the last step in many steps that happened to the Muslimin, the one that Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة. Then it will be خلافة on the path of hood, path of prophethood. It's gonna go back. So it started when the خلافة على منهاج النبوة was Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, وعلي رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. And it will end up with خلافة على منهاج النبوة again. Okay. So we need to connect what's happening to our brothers and sisters everywhere in the world to what we're doing within ourselves right now. There is no disconnect. There is no disconnect. Okay? What happened in Palestine, Al-Quds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected that to how we carry Islam. We meaning the Muslims in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Okay, on the time of Musa alayhi salam, okay, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the time after Musa alayhi salam, okay, alam tara ila alladhina somebody remind me Surah Al-Baqarah. The first one, أَلَمْ تَرَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَضَرَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And then a couple of ads after that. And then, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمْ ابعث لنا ملكا نقاتل في سبيل الله. It is the end of the second juz, the last page of the second juz, on the top of the page. Yeah, the top of the page. من الملأ. That's the word I'm looking for. جزاك الله خير. ألم ترى إلى الملأ من بني إسرائيل. Okay, have you seen the group from the بني إسرائيل, ملأ, you know, a group and the leader of them. إذ قالوا لنبيين لهم, they said to a prophet of theirs, من بعد موسى, after موسى عليه السلام, ابعث لنا ملكا نقاتل في سبيل الله. Ask Allah to have a king upon us to fight in the way of Allah. Okay, so what happened? We know the story. Okay. قال لهم قال هل عثيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا. Okay. Be careful. If the قتال, fighting the way of Allah is written upon you, you're gonna have to fight. Right now you have a choice. Don't ask for it. If you ask for it, you're gonna have to do it. So they said, ما لنا لا نقاتل في سبيل الله. And how could we not fight in the way of Allah? وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا. And we were pushed out of our homes and our children. So now that is with Bayt al-Maqdis. They were pushed out of home and their families and so forth. The follower of Musa alayhi salam were Muslimin. Those who true follower of Musa alayhi salam were Muslimin. And Bayt al-Maqdis always a measure for Islam, how Muslims apply Islam on earth. Okay,
So when the Muslims apply Islam in earth, the earth is under the Muslim, the Bayt al-Maqdis is under the Muslimin control. But if they are not following Islam, the Bayt al-Maqdis is under Qawman Jabbarin, people who are tyrants. Always, since the time of Bayt al-Maqdis was built, was 40 years after the Kaaba was built. 40 years, according to the Hadith al-Sahih, Bayt al-Maqdis was built 40 years after al-Kaaba was built. Okay, and since that time, it is the barometer of the application of Islam on earth. The barometer of application of Islam on earth. Huh? What is it? A taqwa monitor, yes. A taqwa monitor. Okay? If you find it under Muslimin, then the taqwa is big. Is a high level of Iman. Okay? If you find it under Qam wa Jabbarin, you know it is the Muslimin, their Iman is low. What happened to the Muslimin? When did they lose it? Well, the Crusaders came and took it, right? So what happened? Salah al-Din, right? Meaning from the children who, the schools that opened, the children who were raised in these schools. And what happened? Eventually these schools produced those who know their deen. These schools taught the children their deen. And they became the army that opened up. And what happened when we opened up Al-Quds, Bayt al-Maqdis? Peace came. They were not Jabbarin. They were peaceful people. Those Christians who want to stay. Those Jews who want to stay. And it became peace to everyone. But when the Iman became higher, then Bayt al-Maqdis came back. Okay, and that is the way. So why I'm saying that, I'm making a connection between what you talk to yourself about to injustice committing to our sisters and brothers anywhere in the world. Okay? We have to make that connection. And don't always think about this connection, because there are many people talk today about Muslimin in the West. Okay? And we sort of like we isolate ourselves as something special. Even now we go by the West, we want to start Ramadan with calculation now, something new that never happened since the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, never happened, okay? No one would dare to push away sighting the moon. No scholar have ever talked about pushing this away, okay? Now in the West, we are even starting things that is never done in our ummah before, okay? And then we cannot isolate ourselves, okay? But say, you know, when we talk about do not isolate ourselves, we talk about what? Within the West, right? You have to be within the community, helping non-Muslims and this and that. We should not isolate ourselves. But those who talk this way, okay, we can, yes, and I agree. We agree. We should not isolate ourselves. Okay, we do not get totally melted in the pot. Okay, but at the same time, we cannot isolate ourselves. Right? We make a difference where we are. I mean, there are no more prophets and messengers of Allah. So therefore, when the place needs correction, Allah sent Muslimin to it. That's the ulama ummati ka anbiya bani Israel. The knowledge of people from my ummah, like the prophet of the Israelites. So when you find an area that needs goodness in it, Allah send Muslimin to them. They live among them to make a difference. So yes, we make a difference. But at the same time, we say, you know, we talk about ourselves as a Muslims, meaning only Muslim in the West. We cannot think this way. We cannot, at the same time, isolate ourselves from Muslims all over the world. Okay? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallam taught us otherwise. That when a Muslim somewhere in the world is aching, okay, we should ache. Because we are one body. If your body, if your toe is hurting, the as-sahr wal-humma, cannot sleep, and you get temperature, Rasulullah sallam says, because part of your body is affected. We cannot cut ourselves off from not even feeling, okay? And feeling the ache, or having some feeling toward our Muslim brothers and sisters all over. So why am I talking about that? Because we need to make the connection, okay, that what was happening within ourselves, okay, has an immediate connection to what's happening to our ummah. Okay? And we should think about it this way. Okay? So when you correct ourselves, when we correct ourselves, have that in mind, that you're not correcting this so something would happen to you good. No. Allah talk about qawm. Qawm. A group of people, a nation. It's not an individual here. So when you're thinking about correcting yourselves, you're thinking about you doing that for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? Okay? Get yourself away from that thinking in a selfish way. Okay? You don't go home now and say, okay, I'll turn in the masjid today, I'll change what's happening within myself, and change what happened to me. So therefore, I will change what happened to myself so I can get a job tomorrow. No. No. It is, yeah, maybe to get a job to benefit Muslimin. Okay. Or don't get the equation, part of the equation is the ummah. So do not take that part out of it. Do not take that part out of it. Okay? So, and the promise is there and it will happen. It just will be fortunate and may Allah use us to become part of this change, to make a difference in a good way wherever we are. Okay, and be part of it as the scholar, I think it was a scholar who died a long time ago. He said, "You imagine yourself, you are a brick in the wall of Muslimin, of Islam, wall of Islam. Okay? Make sure that the area that you are in, solid. Because do not be a weak part in this wall. This is exactly the point that we're talking about. You strengthen yourself in this wall, but you're thinking about the whole wall. You're not thinking about your part of the wall. Okay? At the same time, he said, and don't step back and admire it. Okay? No. Keep within the working area. Okay? And keep working. Keep working, keep the working area. And the wall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised us, that the wall will be built. It will be built. If you do not work well in this in your area in the wall, that brick is going to be thrown out, and Allah will replace it with a brick that works. So do not be the brick that will be thrown out. Be a brick that be used. When are you going to be used by Allah? When you are sharp. If you are rusty, Allah will not use you. How do you get rusty? You change what's in yourself in a bad way. You change what's in yourself in a good way, you shine. And a tool that is shining is ready to be used because it's sharp and shining. So Allah is saying, you sharp yourselves and I will use you. I'll give you the benefit to be used by Allah. Okay? That's how you become Waliyullah. This is how you become Abdullah. This is how you become the servant of Allah. This is how you come that Allah will be your wali. Okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali, the caretaker, the one who handles all the affairs in a way of the best of ways, the most wise of ways, and the most knowledgeable way, and the most beneficial way to us. And you will see it happening. You might not see it happening, but it is happening by Allah. And now you need to become a wali as well. And this is what we just talked about. The wali as well. How? You have a wilayah. You are a wali on. And take care of your wilayah. And this is how you have, you make that name of Allah that you have to shine in you. Okay, that name of Allah that give us al-wali, okay, will shine in us. Look at your wilayah and take care of your wilayah. Like Rasulullah sallam taught us to take care of how to implement Islam all around us, within ourselves and within our surrounding. This is taking care of our wilayah. You become a good wali, so Allah will take care of you. And of all of us. Insha'Allah, if you'd like to make the comment, insha'Allah, please. I know Brother Lu'ay is not here. We have to record that Lu'ay is not here until he comes back, inshallah. What is the microphone? No. You have to be. This is being recorded. So this is.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I remember a while ago you talked about al-wali. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between al-wali and al-wali?
There's a slight difference. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Okay. Allah wali for those who are believers. Okay. Meaning you come close to Allah, Allah will be your wali. Okay. Al-Wali is al-Wali for all his creation. Okay? All his creation. Meaning the kuffar, Allah is al-Wali of al-kuffar as well. Allah is al-Wali of everything that he created. Okay? So al-Wali is more of... yes. Wallahu a'lam. Yes. Okay, yeah.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam.
I was going to ask the same question that the brother asked. So anyway, mm-hmm. He was first.
Okay.
Anyway, there are about 2 billion Muslims, mm-hmm. or about something close to 1.5 billion.
Yeah.
So this message that when one must change individually must be carried to every one of them. So there must be some instrument or some media or some people who should carry this message.
Yeah. Well, many ulama and imma, they carry this message all over the world. Yes, I'm sure about that. You know. Yeah. But you're right. Yeah, we need to dwell on it more. We need to dwell more and dwell more. Yes. You just turned it off.
Inshallah, we pray for our brother Lu'ay. Inshallah, may Allah help him with Umrah Mabrur.
Ameen.
And he comes back and gives her good news, inshallah, whatever happens.
We'll give him a halaqah to give us the...
Inshallah, yes. Until he comes back, we have to fail him. We cannot fail in the way he does. So, inshallah, this is a lot of things. These are that I heard first time. Alhamdulillah, it was very informative. Mm-hmm. Wali and Wali difference. Mm-hmm. I used to think it is about the same thing, mm-hmm. but there is a difference, mm-hmm. in that. So, mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah, thank you for that.
Allah barik fik. Allah barik fik.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
You are talking about a change of a qaum or a nation. Does this also pertain to a change of an individual?
Yes.
Suppose an individual does not want to bring in a change, Allah will not bring in a change.
Yes.
No doubt a effort of a person. So similarly, I was listening to a scholar, the way the Muslim condition at this time is that we are so weak and we have no respect in the world and no honor. We need a collective repentance, because unless the whole qaum does a repent, a few individual may be repenting, and because the number is so small, there is not a change in the whole nation or ummah itself. So unless there is a major change, we will not become the leading nation as Allah has promised us, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. So same is true of individuals. If you ask all of us and we look inward, that Allah brings in a change. If you are interested, make an intention, make an effort.
Yeah. Within the story or the event of Alam Tara ila al-Mali again, min Bani Israel, Allah has every step, a test comes in and then they drop off. Some drop off. Okay? So they all give lip service first. Okay? And then when Allah have chosen Talut to become a king on them, what did they say? أَنَّ يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْهُ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. Okay? How would he have the right to be a king on us? We are more worthy to be kings. And he's not rich. We have more money than him. Just a group dropped off right away. Right? So, yeah, what is that? The Prophet says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah is the one who have chosen upon you. What are you talking about? This is the choice of Allah. And talking to them, وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةٌ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. Allah give him more ability in knowledge and in power, physical power and so forth. Right? And then even told them, إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتِ فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ لَكُمْ وَبَقِيَّةٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ آلُ مُوسَى وَآلُ هَارُونَ تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Even the sign, the miracle of his kingship upon you, that a tabut, the box that you used to have the stuff in it of what Musa alayhi salam left, meaning the stick and the rock and this and that, and what Harun alayhi salam also left and so forth, it will come to you, the angels carrying it for you. You have any more proof than that? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ آيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. In this, an ayah to you if you are believers, right? And then what happened? فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ. When Talut fasala, meaning now took the junood, those who are ready to go now and went with them. قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ. He said, Allah is testing you with a river. Okay? فَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. The one who drink from it is not from me. Okay? And then وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. And the one who does not drink from it, he'll be from me. Now they are traveling, they are thirsty and so forth. Another test. إِلَّا مَنْ اَغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِي. Except the one who takes just one hand full of water, a sip like that, and that's it. Okay? And then what happened? فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِنْهُ. All of them drank except small. So now it was a number, and then became smaller. Now it became smaller from those who went out. Those who went out, but when it came a little difficulty, they dropped off. So now the amazing thing here is, فَقَالَ, when the matter became now serious, now we get near the enemy, and the enemy is showing up, right? فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. Those who believe with him, لَا طَاقَةَ الْيَوْمَ لَنَا بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِ. We have no ability against Jalut. And Allah described him who? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They dropped, even those from الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا dropped off. They said, we cannot handle this. Okay? And at the end, who, the one who left, and the Sam Tafasir says, the one who left was 314. Meaning the number of those who are at the Battle of Badr. Okay? So those at the end, those small number, because you're talking about 1 billion and this Muslim and repentance and a group. No, at the end, the small group. Okay? فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِ. The one, now Allah described him, the one that knows that they're going to meet Allah. That is the one at the end. Okay? That is the one at the end. That they know they're going to meet Allah. But what happened to them? They were scared. And they have the right to be scared, because they see the Jalut and his soldiers are so huge and big and so forth. But when they got scared, what happened? The scene affected them. They said, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. They went to Allah right away. Allah, أَفْرِغْ, pour upon us patience. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَمَنَا, make our feet firm on the ground. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, and give us victory upon those who are kuffar. Those who are thinking that they, and they are يظنون here, يوقنون. ظن here meaning إيقان, meaning they know definitely they're going to meet Allah, right? And then Allah says, فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. They were over them, won over them by the will of Allah.
And then Allah says, وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتُ. This is the first time we hear about Dawood now. Okay? Dawood alayhi salam. David alayhi salam. Allah says, وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ. And that is when Dawood killed Goliath, Jalut. So at the end of all this, what happened? One person threw a rock and the whole thing is finished. Okay? Okay? So talking about numbers here, no. It's not a quantity, it's a quality. لا يهذم إثنى عشر ألف من قلة. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, 12,000 of believers will not be defeated because of their numbers. 12,000 believers will not be defeated because of the numbers. That's it. So the key word is 12,000. That's it. Okay? And when Umar radiallahu anhu, an army...
Second word is
believers. Yes, yes. Keyword is believers. When Umar radiallahu anhu was asked to send people or aid to an the army of those 10,000, right? He sent two. He said those two, each one by 1,000. Okay? So now you have 12,000. So you cannot, if you are believers, you cannot be defeated. And they were not defeated. Okay? Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Huh? Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Just a quick question.
Yes,
so the first ayah, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى مَلَأٍ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدَ مُوسَى. Can we also apply that to not just the qital, but our daily affairs? Like you have a community who ask for a masjid, they're fundraising and putting all this effort, then they build the masjid and then it's deserted and, you know, very few people come. Is it, the analogy here, is it acceptable?
Well, the analogy in general, we can put it under a test. Okay? In general, we can put it under a fitan and a test. We're all going to go under fitan and tests. Yes, we can put it under that analogy. Okay? That you're going to give lip service, go ahead. Now Allah will put you, see, do you really mean what you are saying or not? It's about building a masjid, about anything. Yes. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.